So we're going to try to tie this to the war. How do you tie Sherman Aguirre to the war? So a lot of yeshiva bachrim are facing a fun situation because for the first time they are in an army base. They've never seen a, they're from Ramat Beit Shemesh. They've never seen a girl in their life. They don't go to Coed Shurim. And so they're now an army base of boys from Helika Yeshiva Yeruchim and from Ma'alot, you know, and other Helika Yeshivas. And all of a sudden, they're on a basis with all these girls. And things, they're very frum. So don't worry about it. So it's going to be a two-part series. Question today is going to be the first obvious question that happens all the time everywhere. You don't normally have this question in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Oh, well, you might when you take the, what's the bus called? It used to be the Force. I don't take buses because I have money. But what's it called? No, poor people take buses. I don't take buses. I'm sorry. I don't even know what the bus is called. What is it called? The 600? The 6 something? What's it called? Yeah,
600.
The 600. So sometimes you take the 600 bus and there's a lot of people on the bus, right? What is he doing? I'm getting scared now. Don't write all my jokes down. I don't want to get in trouble. Don't send that to somebody and get me in trouble. So he wrote, buses are for poor people. Here, Mom. No, Rav Hartstein said. He paskin. We're taking Ubers from now on. So when you take the bus, sometimes, I'm sure, the bus is very, very crowded. I've seen the buses from the school. When the kids get on the bus from Avot Yisrael, the first stop is Avot Yisrael. What's the second stop? Avot Yisrael girls. Right? So it's a little labadik, you know? So the question is, what about pushing and shoving on buses, right? You're going to mistakenly, by mistake, so you're in an army base, so you go to lunch and you go to this and you hit somebody. What's casual touching in halacha? How do we deal with that topic? That's the topic really today. We're going to branch off into different things. Tomorrow's topic, although there's somebody, I don't want to say, somebody who's listening to me on YU Torah, he's probably listening now, he says, you ran out of topics. I see you're doing two topics in 2 days. You're doing the same topic in 2 days. It's okay, we have enough Torah, don't worry, I got plenty of shirim. Mirza Hashem, I shouldn't give any shirim, the war will end, and we'll give one last year, and that'll be it, and then we could, you know, go visit Mashiach in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm sure in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm not going to be giving any shirim. Hashem will then, everything will be, it'll be a Dordea, so they'll know that there'll be a rough Hartstein. I don't think so. You got internet smicha. No, okay, fine, okay. So it's a very important topic, and hopefully we could be mature enough. It's a topic you got to be a little mature about, you know, but hopefully we could understand the topic. So, under Bar Mitzvah. Okay, fine, you can stay. Is anybody, I'm sorry to ask questions, I know we get upset, but a few weeks ago, I know it says a few weeks ago, you think I'm crazy, a few weeks ago was Yom Kippur. No, it wasn't. Okay, fine. It was a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago was Yom Kippur. Mincha Yom Kippur, read Parshas Acharivos, and we read the Parsha of the Arayas, of who you can't marry, who you can't be with, so on and so forth. Why on Yom Kippur, from all things, are we discussing this topic? Doesn't make any sense. You hear what I'm saying? Mincha Yom Kippur. Seriously? That's what you came up with? You can't marry your sister. You can't marry your brother. You can't marry your aunt. You can't uncover the nakedness. What? What do you think? Why? Yom Kippur. Mincha. A reminder. True. What? Kedoshim to you. Very nice.
Did Chazal
invent that, or is that before? Yeah. So the first possible reason is it keeps everybody up. Everybody wants to sleep at Mincha. And they're like, ooh, this is interesting. This is an interesting time. And then they take a nice half-hour nap for Yonah. Nobody knows. This is like, forget about it. Yonah Nebuch. The only person who's up is the guy that has to read it. I'm saying it's not easy. That's not a good reason. The real reason is, this is the Yetzirah of the generation we live in. We know that there used to be a Yetzirah for something called the Avodah Zarah. Okay? Imagine this. You're on your way walking to the Merkaz with your friends, and you see this beautiful, large Buddha. You know, the Buddha, the statue of Buddha? Nobody's looking at it and go, oh, Buddha, oh, I need to bow down to Buddha, please. I'm dying to bow down to Buddha. No, nobody's looking at that. Nobody thinks about it, right? We don't. It's not a Yetzirah, right? I don't think anybody has a Yetzirah. Someone just told me this. Rav Agnew just told me this great, great story. He got this amazing shayla. Listen to the shayla. Not every restaurant in Eretz Yisrael is kosher. I'm sorry to say. So most of us here don't have a yetzahara for basa v'chalav, right? You're not chalishing to find the McDonald's in Tel Aviv and have a cheeseburger. So this guy got a shaila. It has nothing to do with our shir, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Listen to the shaila. So it's a story of Yetzer Hara. So he's based McDonald's in the Hermon, wherever, McDonald's in up north, sponsoring an entire base. They're going to buy them burgers. So he gets they send him to pick it up. He can't pick it up, it's treif. So he called Rabbi Agman and he said, I don't know what to do. What am I going to do? It's not kosher. So it happens to be the owner of McDonald's. I heard him interviewed once, and he said, Lo evanti, explain something to us. The Pesach, you only serve Pesach rolls. You won't serve this. But you serve cheeseburgers. So he looked at the guy, he goes, Mata mushuga? We don't serve cheeseburgers. We serve burgers, and we have cheese as a topping. You want to be from? Our burgers are 100% kosher. Our cheese, not kosher, is also kosher, but you can't combine. Like, he was very like firm. He's saying, you want to do the Torah? Anyway, fine. So he doesn't know what to do. So he calls. So he, Rabbi Agman said, you know what? Maybe call the place and say to them, is there any way you can make the burgers without the cheese? At least something, maybe. And so he decides, he calls the place. Who answers the phone? He goes, hi, is this McDonald's? Is Ken? He goes, can I speak to the manager? He goes, oh, the manager's not here. Maybe I could help you. I'm the Rav HaMachshir. He's like, the what? He says, oh, they called me. They said, the owner of McDonald's, of all the McDonald's, said we have to make the McDonald's kosher because if we're giving it to army people, Mika Amchel Yisrael. So there were no cheeseburgers. The guy's, wow, I had McDonald's for the first time. It was amazing. There's all these amazing stories. My son had a chef come on Friday to his base to make him Friday night Shabbos, a famous chef from Tel Aviv. He came on Friday before Shabbos, I mean, and he said, you know, Slicha, you know, I would love to make it in my own restaurant. My restaurant's not kosher. I want to make for you an authentic, you know, Friday night dinner. It was amazing. Mika am chliso. But we don't have a Yetzahara for, cheeseburgers. The Yetzahara of the generation is boys and girls together. Whatever that means, not important for now, but we'll discuss. And that's the pasuk. It says in source number one, Yishish kol sher b'saro, lo takriv legalot ervan yashem. You're not allowed to uncover the nakedness of the opposite sex. This is the Yisr. Mistama, the Isser de Oraisa of Negia is, of course, to have relations with another woman. So what's Negia, literally, means touching. The problem is that the Rambam in source number two is the strictest of all. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam writes that a person is not allowed to have, obviously, sexual relations with someone of the... not allowed to have sexual relations. Oh, but it's not just that. Oh, shechibuk v'nishuk derech taiva. Right? You can't hug and kiss a girl. Or a boy. Derech taiva. V'nana b'kir v'asar. You are nana. You get hana from this togetherness. Zeloke minatora. According to the Rambam, there is an Isser d'oraisa based on the pasuk in Parshas Achrimos to touch a girl in or boy, sorry. You know what I'm saying when I say it. In any way that is being done, what's called derech taiva for sexual reasons. Obviously, right? We have a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and they say, don't worry, Rebbe, we're totally, don't worry about it. We are not going to have relations with each other. We're just holding hands. According to the Rambam, Isser d'oraisa. That's the Rambam. If you just skip, we don't have to skip. Go to source number three. Basically, the Shulchan Aruch copies the Rambam. And this is obviously, if you know the Shulchan Aruch at all, he often copies the Rambam. And he writes, Chibuk v'nisha, kira basar, harezi loke, v'chashud el arayas. He drowns it down a little bit and says, it's chashud ke arayas. It's very hard to say it's an Isser d'oraisa because the Pasuk doesn't say that. And the Ramban, in source number four, really does not understand the Rambam. And the Ramban has what's called Hasagas HaRambam. He's very upset. The Ramban famously, right? How many mitzvahs are there? No, you're wrong. But okay, fine. We think there are 613. Okay, no, I'm kidding. There are 613 mitzvahs. So what are the... okay, let's quickly, we have a few minutes. What are the... name me the 613 mitzvahs. No, I'm kidding. Right? Everybody says something different. So you have the Rambam counts the 613 mitzvahs. The Ramban has a perush on the Rambam that says, here are the ones that he forgot. Right? The most famous one you all probably know, we discussed last week, is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisroel. How can the Rambam not include it? The Ramban goes crazy on it. Then you have the Rasag. Then you have the Bahag. You have the Sefer Mrs. Gadol, Sefer Mrs. Katan, Smak. Right? You have Sefer Achinuch, thank you. The Minchas Chinuch comments on that. V'chulu v'chulu. Everybody's got another counting of 613 mitzvahs, and as we all know, it's a little bit of a joke. There are thousands and thousands of mitzvahs, right? There's really a lot more than you think that there are. So here, the Rambam, when the I didn't quote the actual Sefer HaMitzvos Rambam, but it's basically the same. The Rambam, the mitzvah Lamed Aleph of Lo Saseh. So the Ramban says, what's going on over here? The Afilu, he goes, you're telling me Chibuk V'Nishuk is Aser? Where did you get that from the Pasuk? The Lashon Sifra Elu Ne'emar the Al Isha B'Nidasub to Masur. He goes, yes. He goes, he could even be more strict because we don't only have an Iser of having relations with a girl or a boy, but when your wife is not mutter to you during her time that she's a nida, you also can't have relations with her. So he says, okay, that's a separate iser. We're much more machmir with your wife. We'll see a little bit later on. We're much more machmir with your wife than we are with any woman. When your wife is usher to you, so we have a lot of things called harchakos. What are harchakos? Harchakos are different things because she's your wife. Hopefully, she's the only one you'll ever love for the rest of your life. Or at least for the next 25 years. My anniversary is next week. So that's it. I'm 25 years. Okay. Shkoyach. So no, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I'm not making any guarantees. But, okay. So why are we more machmir? Because she's the love of your life. And because you have a very close relationship with her, when she's a nida, so we have all these halachas called harchakos of things you're not allowed to do. We don't pass things is one of the halachas. We don't even do anything that way. We separate the beds famously. So he says, how can you say the concluding lines of the Ramban in source number 4, ki etzlema iser mid derabanan, it's an iser mid derabanan. V'yiyya min atariya l'chad mir wasara, how can you say that? It has to be an asmachta ba'alma. So we have different dargot of isurim, especially when the Rambam counts them. So we have, everybody knows what we call an iser min atara, we call an iser daraisa. We have an iser mid derabanan, and then we have like a middle ground. Sometimes the Rambam calls it Divrei Kabbalah. Sometimes we say it's an asmachta. Just because you have a pasuk, just because the Gemara will quote a pasuk, doesn't mean that that's the law. Right? Fine. So, what we've learned so far is that there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban and many others. The Rambam, strictest view in the world. Right? If you're a Rambam Jew, don't even talk to a girl until you want to get married, and like forget about it. Like you're in trouble. Don't go to mixed summer camps. Okay, like forget about it. Could be a potential isn't deraisa. Fine. So Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked in source number 5 the following question. This is a cute question. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked the following question. Every single morning, I go to work. I'm sure we have this in Israel as well. But in America, for example, in New York, if you go on the subway between 7 o'clock in the morning and probably 10 o'clock in the morning, forget about it. The subways are so crowded. I don't know if you ever saw the videos of in Japan. In Japan, there's like 100 people waiting for a car, and there's literally police officers. They throw them in, and they're like, you're on top of each other. You can't breathe, right? Maybe the 600 bus. Maybe it's the same thing. I don't know. I don't take buses. Thursday. I still don't. Right. Thursday night, you're trying to get the bus. You want to get the last bus back before the Kav Laila thing. I don't know what this is that goes around for 16 hours until you can get home. Okay, I've heard about this. I have children who lie to me and get home very late and say, oh, we take the Kav Laila, but what would you want me to do? Fine. Okay. So Rav Moshe was asked the following question in source number 5. Bedover halicha be. Can anybody tell me what the next word is? Very good. And the next one? Right. So Rav Moshe was famously would phonetically spell out. This is an easier one. But where Rav Moshe writes the word automobile, forget about it. You would automobile. Bibus, bif subway in a bus, bisman shochim bnei adam, la'avodatam, shenimso sham anoshim v'noshim techifim zebazah. You're going to inadvertently, but you're going to push somebody. It's going to happen. So you're going to bump into somebody. Maybe that's not a good thing. Maybe we want to be involved with this. Shekasha, Milizali, Milizali, Didicha, Benosha, Mimutra, Lechetba. He named it Sad, so here's Ramosha's. He named it Sad, Hanegia, Vidichifa, Benoshim, Azleka, Shum Isser. Vishum Zez, the Derech Taiva. And he says something fascinating. Who was the most machmir of all machmirs? We said it was the Rambam. He says, look, what?
Why does it sound like he's so machmir? He's saying, like, only if it's Derech Taiva, which means it's not Derech Taiva, it's fine.
Right, so look at, right.
It means like, Shaking a woman's hand
would be fun. Whoa, that's tomorrow. You got to come back tomorrow. I'm sorry. You have to come back tomorrow.
I was there in camp.
Yeah, you're in camp. You heard it right. Okay, good. Now you make me feel even worse that I repeated this year. Okay, fine. This year is probably, I'm probably not even, this white Torah year, like, put on five times. So, guys, come on. We're not in Ma'alot now. You got to come on time. So, give them a, he's a shi- over here, there's some, this kid, he got upset about the topic, so he left. So if you look back at the Rambam, the source number two, I bolded what it says. Ov shechiluk v'nishuk derech taiva. Right? It has to be derech taiva. What does that mean, derech taiva? You're doing it because it's your girlfriend. You love your girlfriend. You're in love with your girlfriend. So you're doing it for the wrong reasons. But not you're going to the doctor, and the doctor says, let me look inside your ear. You're like, no, shiksa, don't touch me. What are you doing? Start throwing rocks at her. She's like, I'm just your doctor. Like, oh, sorry. I live in Ramat Beit Shemesh. I'm sorry. That's what we do here. But not in Gan Eilel. They don't do that. Fine. So, Rav Moshe says, even the most machmir person in the world is the Rambam. The Rambam says it has to be Derech Taiva. Yes, we could already start to understand maybe the handshake, maybe Mutter, because that's not Derech Taiva, I hope. Right? So that's where Rav Moshe starts to talk about. The Isser Negia, the Arayas, who Afla Rambam Sover Zeh, Bilav Delotikravu de Araisa Dafka, Derech Taiva. Umasha Shosev Derech Taiva, Velekav Shum Eskorza. I don't think there's any Isser. And now he brings the Shach. The Shach is a famous machlekes between the Shach and the Rambam and others with the following question. Okay? This is fun time. I'm going to tell a fun story. This is not the real story yet. Okay. Let's say the woman, she gets married. She's, what does she do when she gets married? She's got to marry some rich guy. So she marries a doctor. A doctor, that's the highest level. Highest level is the doctor. Sometimes you marry a lawyer, and maybe you marry an accountant. And if you're like really not doing well, you marry like head of a five-star caterer, right? Yeah, that's like really bad, Okay, fine. Or like a rabbi, Nebuch. Okay, fine, okay. Whatever. So she marries a doctor, he's a cardiologist. Ah, he's amazing. Anyway, it's the middle of the night. All of a sudden, she goes, she wakes up her husband. He's like, what? What's up? What's up? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you waking me up for? He's like, I love you too. What? She's like, no. She's like, I'm having a heart attack. She's like, you're having a heart attack.
You should have said.
Right. He's like, that's so funny. I'm a cardiologist, but got some bad news from you. You're Anita. That's why the beds are separated. So listen, it's been a great 25 years. I love you. And should I help? Here's the pillow. Should I help you? What do you want me to do? So clearly, we're not talking about, the Shach's not talking about that case. We're not talking about the case of Pekuach Nefesh. Pekuach Nefesh, you're going to have a very hard time saying that the husband can't save the wife's life, right? 100%. Not only that, by the way, I just want to point out, Pekuach Nefesh, everybody here learned a lot about Pekuach Nefesh. Right? We learned how makel we are. My Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, would quote from his grandfather, the great Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Right? And they asked him that when it comes to Yom Kippur, you're so lenient, you're so makel, when people say, I don't know, should I fast, should I not fast? He says, better not fast. He goes, why are you so makel when it comes to the fasting on Yom Kippur? And famously, Rav Chaim would say, and I remember Rav Aaron saying this, he would say, I am not makel when it comes to the laws of I am machmir, when it comes to pikuach nefesh, right? Pikuach nefesh, I'm not taking a chance. Rav Aaron was very, very, when it came to pikuach nefesh, he was very, very lenient. He says, the chashash, the pikuach nefesh? Go ahead, go. As used to say on Shabbos, if today was Tuesday, what would you do? You go to the hospital on Tuesday? Go to the hospital. Nebuch, you have these terrible situations where people, they cut their finger off a little bit. And the guy's like, no. I need all my fingers. Anyway, it's my left hand anyway. It's a pinky. I'll wait till after Shabbos. They'll be able to sew it on. It's okay. I don't want to go. I'm going to walk now to Ahmed in the Mukheddin. Forget it. It's crazy. Safi Pekuach Nefesh. Of course you call. And we all know, I was just telling Rav Bogno the cute story, not cute story, about my son. Here on Simchas Torah, we had, my son was in Yeruchim, starking out, having the greatest, what we thought would be the greatest Simchas Torah. And all of a sudden, a siren goes off in Yeruchim. And Yeruchim never gets sirens. And they just had a, everybody had a feeling something serious is going on. they always have in every Hester Yeshiva, they have one guy who has a phone, and he clocks on the thing, and he says, Rabbeisai, everybody go back, get your phones. If you're in the army, get your phones. And everybody starts, and everybody's phone is beep, 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 everything's going off. And this one's leaving it. So it's actually funny. My nephew, who drove him to Yeruchim, said to him, he said, I was called up, I gotta go. And like a second, he drives away. A second later, my son gets called up. He's like, great, now I'm the ride home. Anyway, they find somebody else. Everybody's figuring out. So as we're all here, the sirens are going off, and I don't know what our problem was. We're just dancing and pretending like nothing's going on. Siren one, siren two. After like siren five, I was like, you know what? I think I should leave the Kiddush. You know, like, I've been at the Kiddush the whole day because I went to Vasikin, and I'm like eating like a chaz. And I'm like, this is, by the way, the greatest Kiddush ever. Nobody's coming to the Kiddush because of the sirens. Like, this is great. This chicken's great. Okay. I said, you know what? Maybe I should go home. Like, maybe my family wants to know where I am. I don't know where my kids are. I don't know where anybody is. I'm like, I'm just eating potato kokel and I'm like, yeah, go Hamas. Yeah. You know, like, this is great. You know? Who knew? We didn't know what was going on. So there was a family staying on our block from America, and they had no mamad where they were staying. So every siren, they were coming to us, and they were crying. And my parents were by. So my parents were like, who are these people? Enough already. Stop crying. The mom's like 45 years old. Just stop crying, you baby. Stop it already. Anyway, so they're all at our house. Finally, they come for everything had calmed down a little bit, and now it's lunchtime. They all come to our house, and we're okay. Baruch Hashem, you know that. And there was a girl there from Mechlala, you know, Fermi McFermi's, and she's like, oh my God, it's Saturday. Is your son in the army? Like, what's the story? So I said, well, he's not in the army, he's in Miluim, he's Shir Hey, so like, you know, and he said, I don't know why, but I said the following thing. We know it's really serious if my son comes home. That's like when we know there's like war, you know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden the door opens. And of course, my wife, the first thing she thinks is, it has to be, it's a terrorist, for sure. She's like, who's there? Who's there? I'm like, it's somebody who knows the code. Okay, that's number one. We heard the code done. And number two, they're probably not coming in the door down, whatever. Anyway. And she's like, it's Yaakov, everything's okay, everything's okay. And then it was like, waterworks. We start, everybody's crying, and my mother starts, eyes are crying. Oh my God, what's happening? He's like, okay, guys, everybody calm down. Here's what I need. And now all of a sudden, the house becomes like, it's not Shabbos anymore. So I explained to everyone in the house, Yaakov is allowed to do whatever he has to do. We can now turn the TVs on. Like, it's not fun time now. So like my wife, my son needed his tefillin. Tefillin really a muksa on Shabbos. So, okay. So I, some heterium, I took the tefillin out. My wife said, I'm going to go charge your phone. I'm like, no, you can't. You can't. First of all, if you're going to do anything, make me a steak. First of all, okay? Because it's lunchtime. Like, first of all, no, you can't. So now imagine your son's going off to war. He gets into a car. Obviously, he has to drive. He drives to, this is what he told me today. He got to drive to a base outside of Yerushalayim. He then gets all of his gun, his gear, shoots a little bit. And they say, okay, you're going to Gush Etzion. And then he gets into the car and he's like, I don't have enough gas to get to Gush Etzion. What does he have to do? Goes on to Waze, find the gas station. Those stupid Jews, all the gas stations are closed on Shabbos. You know, this from guy. He has to find a gas station that's open. So he finds it. So my wife's like, oh my God, did you find it? He goes, yeah, we found the gas station like right outside an Arab town, so it's open on shop. She goes, oh, were you scared? He's like, no, I had about 15 guys in my car with M16s. We were pretty good. Like, we were fine to go. The Arabs were, he goes, when we got to the gas station, they all got out of the car. The Arabs were like, take the gas, take the whole thing. They lifted the whole thing up. Okay, so that's you have to do that. That's a mitzvah of Shabbos, right? That's not chilul Shabbos, it's the opposite. So I'm not talking about a case with the kuach. There's no question about that. The shach asked the following question. The wife says, you know what? I just came home from running. My heart's beating. Am I okay? Is there something wrong with me? Can you check my pulse? So here he writes, the shach writes, b'mashmesh ha-defek b'ishto, nida, she-kevan de'enu derech chiba, boy leke iser b'zeh. He doesn't think that there's a problem with it. The Rambam disagrees. Our Rambam, who's the most machmir, says, no touching. No touching of any kind. Now, we're not talking about, and this is different because it's a wife and a husband. Okay? Yeah?
Shouldn't we maybe go with the Rambam on this one because he's a doctor?
Very good. The Rambam was only being machmir here because it's a husband and a wife. The same Dr. Rambam would say the following thing. Nobody says that you can't go to a doctor who is the opposite sex. Why? Why am I allowed to go to a female doctor? Why? Why should it be mutter? It's not derech taiva, right? First of all, if she tries something with me, she's going to lose her license, right? It's not. People don't think like that. I hope people don't think like that. It's not. It's not derech taiva. However, I want to be honest with you. I do think there are some limitations to this halacha. For example, I just got into a fight with the guys. This is the topic I'm doing this week in Leva Torah. This was a big fight. Both shurim, they both fought with me at this. I said, what about going for a massage? A massage. Can you go to a woman masseuse? And they're all like, yeah, why? Of course. That's what are you talking about? So I'm like, you're not allowed to. I said, I think that's a problem. I don't call that professional. Okay, she has a license. She went for 12 minutes to Thailand and she learned to be a masseuse. I'm sorry, I don't think so. I'm kidding. I know some people go to real... I think that that's different. I think you should go to... It's too intimate, if you will. However, the same Hartstein will say that a physical therapist is totally different, except for my wife. My wife is a physical therapist. Her practice is limited for women only. When my friends come over, they're like, Serena, my arm's killing me. Can you help me? I'm like, get the hell out of my house. Get out of my house, you know. I have a guy across the street. I'm not going to mention his name. He once pulled a certain muscle over here, and he came back. He goes, Serena, can you help me? I'm like, get out of my house. Can I help me? What's wrong with you? Fine. So I do think that. What do you think about it? What about this? What about a barber? I don't think in Israel you probably don't have this, right? All of our barbers are men. In America, right? You have all the. We don't have all Yonatans. You know what I'm saying? So I assume you. Do any of you ladies ever get a haircut? You get a haircut. Most of you don't look like you ever got a haircut. But I'm saying, let's say you got haircuts. It's a woman. There's no like men don't. You know, right? In America, it's very common. So many poskim say no. Who cares? You're going to go to it. I don't know. I was telling my rabbi. I'm not going to say which rabbi. I was telling my rabbi in Teaneck. I said it was the weirdest thing. I have to go for once a year when I'm in America for 2 months. I have to get at least one haircut there. So this is always a Shiloh, what do you do? So you go to the Walmart, right, and you have this, you know, 300-pound woman, you know, Mary, who's going to, come on, do me a favor. So I asked, I said to my Rav, I said, is this a problem? In Teaneck, there's a place called Chubby's, Shmo Kenu, and, I go there, and there used to be a guy named Chubby, and he happened to be Chubby, and you would go to him. And I go there, and this woman's there, Hoda, and I'm like, what happened to Chubby? Did you eat him? What happened to him? She saw something. She's like, no, he passed on. I'm like, whoa, sorry about that. And anyway, so she gave me the haircut. I felt terrible. And I told my rabbi the story. He's like, oh, I go to her all the time. You didn't think it was such a problem? So I'm not sure how far we go with this. But according to the Rambam, though, the Harambam mutu lebalo rak b'makom sakona mamish, because he thinks that this would be usher. Why does Rav Moshe bring this very important story that we took a tangent for 10 minutes for? Is because he said, almost like a Kal V'chomer, right? If it's your wife who you're so close to, so certainly someone who you're not so close to, I don't think that's called Derech Taiva, and that's not going to be a problem. And therefore, he doesn't see that it's an issue. That's what he says. This is what is very funny. He says, certainly if it's other women, it's not your wife. So this is a funny thing. Let's say you go to work with your wife every day. So here's what you have to do. You get on the subway. If she's in need, you have to say to her, listen, honey, I think you should go in the other car. I'm going to go in this car with all the other women. Right? It's a little weird. Your wife that you're much closer to, you should not try to casually touch. Meaning, because you have no choice, I'm saying. And other women. So he doesn't have a problem. But if you turn the side over, he says something quite fundamental this evening. And he says like this, Aval Yadua Shehu Yavoli Dehihur. If he's probably every kid sitting here, but certainly an 18-year-old boy that from Leva Torah, right? And you're in Rav Kenny's shir that I taught today, right? I'm not saying anything against you, right? So all these guys, they're like, wait. They're like asking me questions. Which subway is really crowded? Where do you go? And like I made a joke. I'm like, you go to the subway and you go to the women's only car. You know, like, and they go, there's such a thing, really? I'm like, no, you stop it. So he says, Im yadua shehira. But if he's a guy and he's going to have inappropriate thoughts, there's no shaila in the world that he has to limanei amikach. If a person knows that his doctor finds her attractive, he finds his hairstyle is very attractive, that's also. Someone just told me this great story. He said his entire life, okay, somebody didn't tell me the story. I told myself the story. So when I was, okay, I'm being honest. I'm being honest, okay? So when I was a kid, my mom used to go to I don't know what it's called. It wasn't a barber, it's a hairstylist. Armando. Every Sunday, my mother goes to Armando. And when I needed to get a haircut, so Armando had some other person, I would go to this, whatever, lady, let's call it Trixie, whatever. Trixie, I don't know, whatever. Sprinzel, Bubbles, whatever you want to call it. So I would go to her. But in America, when you get a haircut for $35, what do? They by the way, you don't understand what I'm talking about. I used to have hair. So you don't understand what I'm saying. This is when I was a kid. So they wash your hair first. So what do they do when they wash your hair? It's like a massage. They go, nishpashut, I think. Right? They don't do this as much. I don't know. It's what to ask, I think. There's what to ask over here. So he says, then I say, it's also the im mukhim yeyel kamke la'avodosov. He goes, ain't iser. He says, hesach dato, he shouldn't think about it. But if he knows that he's going to think about this, so clearly there's going to be an iser over here. There's no question about it. So let's just review for a second, and let's get to the obvious, I think. Tomorrow we'll do the handshake in halacha. We'll discuss that, and I think we could already take out from a lot of the things that we said already why there would be certain heterim. And I think it's clear that when we're in situations of professional types of relationships, whether they're doctors or physical therapists, maybe a chiropractor, right? Again, tovo lebracha. Somebody wants to be machmir. I'm not saying that you, right? Even the chassidim aren't machmir this, right? All the women give birth. They have men doctors. They have no issue with it. That's partly a different thing. I'll tell you a cute story. Somebody here from our shul sits over there. So his father is called an audiologist. I don't know, some sort of ear doctor. I don't know what it means exactly. What do you say? Something about hearing. Anyway, so he tells me a story. The doctor tells me a story. He goes, you know who used to be my patient? The Satmar Rebbetzin. The Satmar Rebbetzin. I'm talking about the Satmar Rebbetzin. Rav Yoilish's wife. Rav Yoilish. Those that know the Bnei Yoil, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, there's really three chassidus in Shtamber. Not for now, fine. My mashkiach in our office, he's a satmar chassid. He's Bnei Yoil. Bnei Yoil is the wife, is like the Rebbe. It's a weird thing. Okay, fine. So she would come to have an ear to, well, I don't know what they actually, whatever it was. So she comes in, the whole entourage of all chassidim come with her, with a Cadillac, and they pull in. So when the gabbai, her gabbai comes, he comes around, he's looking around. And the doctor says, hey, I want to tell you something. I have some good news for you. We have a new audiologist, a woman, and she could check the Rebbetzin, because, you know, she'll check the... Oh, no, I didn't know you were here. Oh. Great. See, this is why you don't talk about people. Sometimes they're behind the women's section. So now I can't have to tell the real story. So Akiva, you should listen to the end of the story, what I told your father. So what does she say? So this chassid says, a woman audiologist? What do you think, we're a bunch of fanatics? You think we're a bunch of crazy people? Of course she wants to go to you. So I said to your father, I said to Dr. Danto, I can say now, it's on the Why You Torah now, you're famous, Dr. Danto, right? So what did I say to him? I said, you don't understand what happened over there. They weren't a bunch of fanatics. According to Satmar, there's no such thing as a woman doctor. Women can't be doctors. That's why that he wanted to go to the man doctor. It had nothing to do with, oh, we're not a bunch of... They are a bunch of fanatics. Come on, they're Satmar. I mean, come on. There was a whole different story over there. So that's a whole different thing. Would we say if there's a situation where you could be... I guarantee you Satmar's not going to a woman hairstylist, okay? I guarantee you that, for sure. I don't know, they're probably not getting haircuts either, but I don't... They just do it themselves. They just shave their hair off. The men and the women. Like, they don't have to go to hair... They save a lot of money. Fine. Anyway, Yosef Itzvarenu, I think that the halacha is very obvious. If it's not derech taiva, so it's going to be difficult for us to say, unless you know. We always should be machmir in ourselves. Right? If a person knows, let's just say, I don't think this affects any of us, right? A person knows if he goes down this certain street, he has such a tithe because he smells that non-kosher bakery. Ah, smells so good. And once in a while, he goes in and he gets a baker. So he shouldn't go down that street. There's no halacha that says he's not allowed to walk down that street. But he should know that he personally shouldn't go down the street. If you know that you have this tithe, this is something, yeah, so you shouldn't go on the subway at that hour. Do you have to spend more money to go into Uber? Maybe. Maybe, yes. So I think the halacha is clear, and we could already now start plugging it in to different halachas that are mamish, what we call halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa is, I think doctors are fine, I think, you know, situations, again, but any other thing, we'll just tomorrow somebody remind me, what about, we'll discuss not only handshake, but tomorrow we'll discuss the handshake in halacha, and what about relatives, right? I don't know if anybody here has situations like some people fall themselves into. The aunt, the old aunt, you know, she's right. They fired him by kissing, by the Sfarim. It's like a mitzvah. You have to kiss the, you know, if you don't, you have to kiss twice. Can't kiss once. I don't know. So, some chumrah, you know, chazonish. You have to kiss twice, whatever. So we'll discuss that tomorrow, right? But you could already see that maybe, or do we say that maybe derech taiva is only casual touching? Only maybe the handshake, not even, but certainly when it comes to something called a kiss, a hug, there's no such thing that you could say that's not, that for sure is derech taiva. How can we come into a situation that maybe, just my last thing, how can you come into a situation that we may aser it? I think it's very, very simple. We said before, if you know it's derech taiva, so even though tomorrow we're going to bring some heterim for handshake and halacha, what about this question? What if, I don't know, it's a supermodel or a, what's a supermodel could be a man and a woman, right? Am I wrong?
Sure.
Can a man be a supermodel? Sure. Whatever. What? It's 2023. You could be whatever you want. Thank you. So, shkoyach. Just think what you want to be right now. Okay, shkoyach. So my friend tells me a story. He says he's a very fancy schmancy traveler. He travels all the time, and he only travels business class. He doesn't even know that there's like behind this curtain. He doesn't know there's such a thing. So he travels business class. And every so often, he'll send me a picture. Oh, look who's here. Oh, this one, the minister of this. And this is where all of our tax money is going, to all these people who are flying. And then he calls me one time. Hello? Hello? I'm like, what? What's wrong? He's like, you'll never guess who's sitting next to me. I'm like, who? He says, Bar Rafaeli. So Bar Rafaeli is, I've never seen a picture of her. She is an international supermodel, Israel's international supermodel, right? She, for you people, will Gal Gadot, you know? Okay, fine. For my day, she's pretty for me. For you guys, Gal Gadot. You know Gal Gadot? Look at these tzaddikim. They don't know what I'm talking about. Sprintzel? Sprintzel from Ramah Bet? Her. No. I don't know. Who do you, I don't know. Wow, you don't even know what I'm, you don't know Gal Gadot is. This is amazing. Wow, tzaddikim. Okay, just go ahead. So very, very, you don't know what it, everybody knows. They're making up. They don't know Wonder Woman is. So, fine. So he's sitting next to this international supermodel. So there, we could argue, right, that no sort of casual touching will be okay. Right? This is a supermodel. He was sitting next to her on the plane, but he wasn't. It's business class. There's like a machitza. There's no problem. What's funny is that, I won't tell you about till tomorrow, the handshake, whatever, but in back of her, this guy says, hey, shalom. He's like, who are you? He's like, my name is Uzi. He's like, who are you? I am her bodyguard. He's like, oh, you're a bodyguard? He goes, do you want to switch seats? I'll sit in the back. You could sit next to her. So you're right next to her. He goes, no. I need to sit in the back in case you start up with her. I would kill you. He's like, so he told me the entire flight. He couldn't sleep. The whole flight. He said he kept having the same dream over and over again that he fell asleep and he rolled over on top of her and this guy killed him. Even though that's impossible in business section. Okay, so how you talking? We don't have situations like that where, you know, your Gal Gadot is sitting next to you on the plane. But if that was the case, yes, you would have to be very, even, you know, tomorrow night we're going to talk more about the embarrassment. What if somebody, you know, casually touches you? Can you say something? Should you be saying something? Again, Yosef Mitzvareinu, it's a very, very important inyan that we started off with today. And Emir Tzashev, every single person here has to come back tomorrow for the cliffhanger of what about other forms of touching. And what will be fascinating about it is that tomorrow we'll see literally 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 different shitas of what you do in those type of situations. But again, I think it's a very, very important point. Again, just to end off, so we pretend like this is, you know, connected to the army. So I think it's clear that if a person's in an army situation, specifically, for example, when my son had to go shooting, right? He hadn't shot in a year, so he goes to a range. Who's there in the range? Most of the madrichot are madrichot. They're women. They're very good at sharp. My niece actually was that's what she did. They teach her how to shoot. So now you're going to tell me now she's going to say to him, no. You don't remember? You have to hold the gun like this. And she comes up to him to move the gun around. So he's going to go, no, get off of me. Shiksa, what are you doing? No. Right, takes the gun and turns it around. No. So la halacha, obviously, we're shas mecham. It's not the shas mecham. It's not shas mecham at all. It's a regular time, right? Clearly, that's going to be mutter. You're on the army base, and it's okay. There's nothing. What are you going to do about it? These are no shilas at all. These are no shilas at all. But now, let's say we're after the war. Let's say Mir Tzashem, right? Or let's say whatever, and they're giving it. So they just had a very moving masakumta for whatever, right? And now you have the shaking of the hands, and you have the how do we get around that? This happens in the army all the time. So that will be tomorrow's discussion. Shkoya.